Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
The Most High rules in the kingdoms of men and gives it to whomever He wishes. Daniel chapter 4, verse 25. Welcome to our subject of prayer. In this last lesson on prayer, we're going to notice that God expects us to pray for world leaders. Now, we know that these leaders are appointed by God, Daniel 4, verse 25, that God is ruling through them in some way, using them in His grand scheme, and that God expects us to be obedient to the leaders, Romans 13, 1 through 7, unless their laws violate the law of God, Acts chapter 5, verse 29. But part of our responsibility is also to pray for world leaders. Paul encouraged us in 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 3, when he said, "Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth." A responsibility, an obligation I have in prayer is to pray for world leaders, for kings and all who are in authority. Well, what should I be praying for? Should I be praying for their prosperity and their health? God expects us to pray for peace and godliness and that they'll lead a life that will be pleasing to Him. Look in verse 3, for example, or verse 2. Paul says we're to pray for kings and all in authority. Why? Here's the key, that we, who Christians, may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Implied from that is that the government will not pressure us, will not persecute Christians in essence, but will allow us to spread the gospel. God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. When we pray for world leaders, we ought to pray first of all that they'll be saved, that they'll become Christians and lead by God's standard. We ought to pray that they will allow the church, the kingdom, to flourish and grow. And we ought to pray that they'll leave us alone so that we can spread the gospel and turn the world upside down for Jesus as they did in Acts chapter 17. And so the next time we go to God in prayer, let's remember the president. Let's remember world leaders and let's pray that their heart will be softened to the Word of God, they'll lead according to Scripture, and then we'll have a nation that really glorifies God.
This is the gospel of Christ.